When it comes to making mistakes on Iraq, the CIA can claim its fair share. Last year, CIA Director George Tenet reportedly told the president it was, in his words, a slam-dunk case that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Tenet has since conceded he may have overstated the case. Add that to the CIA's failure to predict the attacks of September 11th, and now questions about the agency's role in the interrogation and abuse of prisoners in Iraq, and a picture emerges of an agency and a director that for some years have not been at their best. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, George Tenet has a talent for survival.
Call him Teflon Tenet. No matter what the intelligence scandal du jour, it never seems to stick to Tenet personally. That was abundantly evident last month at the 9/11 hearings, as commissioners prepared to grill Tenet on why the CIA missed the warning signs of the September 11th plot. They paused, and one by one, they took a moment to say how much they admire him.
You are a very entrepreneurial, gutsy guy who has worked very, very hard.
That's Republican Commissioner John Layman. Then there was Richard Benveniste, a Democrat.
Let me first say that I have enormous respect for your dedication.
And the chair of the commission, Republican Thomas Kane.
You're the only high official who has managed to get the confidence of two presidents, and I think that's very much to your credit, sir.
George Tenet has served two presidents. He's the only senior holdover from the Clinton administration, coming up on 7 years in the job. This year, Tenet has cut an unusually public figure. He's defended the CIA's record so many times recently that when he gave the commencement address last Friday at Texas A&M, he led off with a little joke about testifying.
Howdy! See, nobody in Washington says howdy. It's usually raise your right hand and repeat after me. But in any event, you think that's funny, huh?
There are those who aren't laughing. Among them, Senator Richard Shelby, the Alabama Republican who chaired the Intelligence Committee from 97 to 2001. Shelby says it's past time for Tenet, in his words, to walk the plank.
He should have stepped down long ago because there have been more failures of intelligence during his tenure as director of the CIA than any person that I've known in my lifetime.
During the current controversy over prisoner abuse in Iraq, Tenet has been laying low. His speech at Texas A&M has been his only public appearance since the Abu Ghraib story broke nearly 3 weeks ago. CIA interrogators were present at the prison, and an internal investigation is underway into the case of a detainee there who died shortly after being questioned by a CIA official. Senator Shelby says it's time for Tenet to answer some questions about the CIA's role at Abu Ghraib.
I don't know how deep they were involved in this, but the fact remains that they're involved in most aspects of intelligence gathering. Were they using CIA interrogation tactics? I don't know, but we need to find out.
Tenet has benefited from the fact that almost everyone, even his critics, seems to like him. That's true inside the CIA as well, where he's credited with rebuilding morale. And it's clear he enjoys the confidence of the president. Now, though, Tenet is at the center of a debate over whether the entire U.S. intelligence community should be reorganized. Jane Harman is the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, and she says Tenet hasn't shown enough interest in reform.
I am increasingly concerned about his leadership. A number of us have written to the president suggesting reforms that could be put in place now. We have no response from the president, no response from George Tenet. He's failed to embrace needed reforms.
And Tenet's travails aren't over yet. Questions are mounting about CIA interrogation practices in Iraq and Afghanistan. In July, the 9/11 Commission's final report is due, and within the next few weeks, the Senate Intelligence Committee has promised the first part of its investigation into Iraq and pre-war intelligence failures. Both reports are nearly certain to harshly criticize the CIA. What's less certain is whether they'll damage George Tenet. He's become that rarest of things in Washington politics, a survivor. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.